Grape Nuts and Grape Nuts Flakes present...
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
The Aldrich Family.
Yum, 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 by in the mix. Grape Nuts Flakes are good by Jim the Mix. Sugar roasted, new and better. They're richer now in sweet malt sugar. Sugar roasted, good by Jim the Mix. Grape Nuts Flakes, yum, yum, by in the mix.
The Aldrich Family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer, is brought to you by Grape Nuts and Grape Nuts Flakes.
Hey, I hear there's sugar roasted.
And now for the Aldrich Family. A teenage boy may have his ups and downs, but he's never halfway between. Henry Aldrich, for instance, never walks when he can run and never smiles when he can laugh. And when he's late for dinner, he's good and late. The scene opens at the Aldrich dinner table.
Sam, could I get you another piece of pie?
No, thank you. What time is it now?
It's a little after 6:30, dear.
Oh, yes? Seems to me it was a little after 6:30, half an hour ago.
Why, now that I look again, yes, it's getting on towards 7, but Sam...
I'm sure Henry will be home any minute, Father. Why don't you put him right out of your mind and digest your coffee and newspaper?
Mary, I can think of nothing more enjoyable than being able to put Henry right out of my mind.
But after all, dear, he's only a little late and...
A little late? When we've already finished dinner?
Well, I'm not trying to defend him, but we did eat quickly.
And my goodness, Father, Henry was much later than this the night before last, and you didn't say a thing,
Mary.
Exactly. He's been late for dinner 3 days in a row, and he's late for breakfast every day. It's time I put my foot down.
Well, the only thing is, dear, don't think I'm criticizing, but couldn't you just put your foot down gently all the time and instead of stamping it down only every once in a while and scaring us all to death?
Are you insinuating that I'm not a good father?
Why, no, dear.
My goodness, of course you're a good father, Father.
Of course you are, dear. But won't you let me handle Henry this once?
You've been handling Henry too long as it is.
Sam, are you insinuating that I'm not a good mother?
My goodness, Father, look out the window. Here he comes.
Where?
See, he's coming up the street, pulling a wagon.
Yes. What time is it?
It's a little after 6:30, Sam.
Look at him, ambling along as though he had all the time in the world.
Well, yes, but...
What has he got on that wagon?
It looks like pop bottles.
Huh. Now, what's he stopping for?
He's probably tying his shoelace.
He's picking a bottle up out of the gutter. Look at him standing there, looking at it.
It's all right, Sam. He's putting it back in the gutter.
Mother, do you think I should go out and tell him to hurry?
You stay where you are, Mary. This is very interesting. Look at that.
But, dear, what's wrong with stopping to pat a dog?
Look, isn't that thoughtful of him? He's offering the dog a candy. Only it won't take it.
I dare say the dog knew enough to go home in time to get its dinner. Henry, come in here.
Could we let him eat first, Father, before we scold him?
Hello, everybody. Is dinner ready yet? Boy, I'm starved.
I'll go and heat something up.
Alice, stay here.
But Sam...
Boy, what a time I've been having. Father, are you going to get a surprise?
Henry, are you going to get a surprise? Henry, do you realize what time it is?
Why?
You've been eating your meals here for a good many years now, and you're aware of the fact that your mother serves dinner promptly at 6 o'clock.
You mean it isn't 6 o'clock yet?
Sam, why don't you buy him a watch?
Henry, according to your mother, it's a little after 6:30.
It is? Well, gee whiz, I have to be someplace at 7:30. I'll have to eat dinner in a hurry.
If you'd been interested in dinner, you would have been here at 6 o'clock. Now, please go to your room.
You mean I'm going to eat dinner in my room?
I mean, son, you're not going to eat dinner at all.
Sam.
Father.
You mean you wait everything up?
Henry, stop arguing and go up to your room.
Sure, Father. Well, that's perfectly all right. I'm not hungry anyway. So, supposing I go and sit in my room...
Good.
...until 7:15.
You will sit in your room until I tell you to come out.
But, Father, I have to be someplace at 7:30.
When you were rummaging around the streets picking up bottles, did it occur to you that you had to be someplace at 6:00?
Father, I wasn't...
Now, look, I told you to do something.
But, Father...
Henry!
Yes, Father. And I hope you enjoyed your dinner. That roast beef certainly smells good.
Sam Aldrich, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Ashamed? Why should I be? As a matter of fact, Alice, I believe I will have that piece of pie now.
Yes? Well, you'll find it in the kitchen.
All right, Mother. The coast is clear.
Good. You go on downstairs, Mary, and be on the lookout for your father. As soon as I get this sandwich into Henry, I'll come down, too.
All right, Mother.
Henry? Oh, Henry?
Yes, Mother?
Alice?
Oh, dear.
Alice, what on earth are you doing?
I'm just standing here eating a sandwich, dear.
Yeah?
Would you like a bite?
No, thank you, Alice. I just finished my dinner.
Mother, what did you call me for?
I didn't call you, Henry.
Are you eating something, Mother?
Yes, a sandwich.
Is it good?
Yes. It's delicious.
Come along, Alice.
Henry's up here in his room, Homer.
Yes, has he finished his dinner, Mrs. Aldrich?
No, he hasn't. Homer, don't mention food to him.
Why not? Hey, Henry, are you in here?
Yeah.
Well, hi.
Hi.
Gee, does that roast beef you had for dinner smell good?
Boy, my one chance, my one big chance to earn that pipe I've been wanting at DeHaven's drugstore.
A pipe, Henry?
Yeah, and I have to stay here in my room.
Gee whiz, do you think I'm old enough to smoke a pipe, too?
It isn't for me. It's for my father's birthday next week.
Oh. Well, I guess he's old enough.
Gee whiz, Mr. DeHaven gave me a job to do, and all I have to do is have it done by 9:00 tonight, and he'll pay me the pipe.
What's the job, Henry? Is it mixing sodas? Maybe I could do it for you, if it's mixing sodas.
Boy, Homer, would you? You see the small pile of overdue bills? All you have to do is go around and collect them all by 9:00.
Oh. Well, I don't think I'd be any good at collecting money.
Sure you would, Homer.
Henry, just before I came over here, I tried to collect an advance on next week's allowance from my father, and boy...
Well, you just weren't persistent enough.
Oh, yeah? I was so persistent, I'm not going to get any allowance at all.
But look, Homer, I've already collected 5 bills, and that's not counting Mrs. Clark, who paid me off with a wagon load of ginger ale bottles.
Well, I'd like to, Henry, only my doctor says I have to take it easy.
Okay. That's all right, Homer. Naturally, I can't force you to help me. And will you please stop swinging on my bedpost?
Well, I won't hurt myself, Henry. I've been doing this since I was a kid, and I've never fallen yet. Ouch!
Boy.
I did that on purpose.
Henry, stop that racket!
Now, look what you did, Homer. My father thought that was me. He thought that... Homer!
Henry, you're choking me.
Homer, my father thought you were me. Don't you realize what that means?
It means he's crazy and let go.
Listen, Homer, if you were to stay here in my room for an hour or so, see, and move around from time to time...
Oh, no, Henry, oh, no.
Homer, who'd know the difference? I could get out the back way and collect those bills, and all you'll have to do is sit here.
But, Henry, my doctor says I should be out getting some exercise.
Yes?
Good evening, Mr. Collins.
Oh, is that Henry Aldridge?
Yes, sir. Gee, how are you anyway, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
And Mrs. Collins?
She's fine, thank you.
And the children?
What children?
Oh. Well, speaking of children, Mr. Collins... You bought some ice cream and stuff from Mr. DeHaven last October.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
About $2 worth.
About $2 worth?
Well, to be more exact, exactly $2 worth. Here's the bill, Mr. Collins.
Oh, yes.
I guess it must have slipped your mind.
The only thing is, Henry, I'm a little short tonight. But look, do you know Mr. Dixon over at 23 Maple Street?
I don't think so.
He owes me $2.50. So you go on over there and collect from him and say I sent you.
$2.50?
And you just give me 50 cents.
Oh, gee whiz, the only thing is I haven't much time. I sort of have a friend sitting in for me at home. I mean, well, are you sure I'll be able to collect from Mr. Dixon?
Sure thing.
Well, here's your 50 cents, but Gee, I sure...
And Henry, when you get back to the drugstore, will you tell the Haven to send me up a carton of cigarettes?
Sure. Would you like to pay me for them now?
No, no. Just tell him to charge it.
But look, are you sure Mr. Dixon isn't home at all?
No, and I can't stand here in the doorway and talk, young man. I have to phone this high school girl.
But look, it's only $2.50.
Well, come on in the house for a minute till I look in my purse. Yes, here you are.
Gee, thanks.
Young man, do you know any high school girls? Well, my goodness, what's the matter with you?
What's that?
Of course, you'll do. I just have to go out for an hour, and the baby just never wakes up once she gets to sleep.
The baby?
Yes, and if she does, you can find a bottle in the icebox.
Hey, wait, I have too many bottles now.
Now, where's my coat?
Mrs. Dixon, I can't stay with your baby. I have to get back to Homer.
I won't be long. Her name's Diane.
Diane? But what about Homer?
Henry.
Oh, boy.
Henry.
Where'll I hide?
May I come in? Now, Henry, I didn't say you had to go to bed. You might as well get up. I know you're not asleep with those covers over your head. You know, son, your family seems to think I've been pretty hard on you, sending you up here without your dinner, but I did it for your own good. You realize that, don't you? Henry? Henry, answer me.
I'm a long walk home.
Now, there's no need to cry, Henry. Look, son, I don't like to have to punish you. This being late for meals might be only a stage you're going through, but sometimes you just don't seem to be our son at all. I don't like to criticize your friends, Henry, but I sometimes wonder if you're not seeing too much of Homer Brown. What? Henry, you sound as though you're suffocating.
Mm.
Well, we won't talk about it anymore. Here, son, I brought you a piece of pie. Now, see here, Henry, don't just stick your hand out from under the covers. Come on out and get it.
Oh, boy.
Now, look, that's enough fooling around. Come on. Henry, let go of those covers.
Oh.
What's got into you? There.
Hello, Mr. Aldrich. What are you doing here?
Hello? Hello, is that Mr. Foster? Well, my name is Henry Aldridge, and did you know you owe Mr. DeHaven $7.36 from last July? You'll pay it? Swell. Well, there's only one other thing. Would you consider coming over here to 23 Maple Street with us? I have to stay here with a baby, seeing... But Mr. Foster, all the other customers are doing it. Well, some of them are. Well, one of them is. Mr. Foster. Boy, that's a fine thing. Good evening.
Good evening. Are you the boy from DeHaven?
Yes, sir. You must be Mr. Wright.
That's right.
Boy, come on in. I sure appreciate your coming over here.
Now, how much did you say my bill was?
67 cents.
Very well. Here you are.
Thanks. Oh, gee, I can't change $10. Would you mind just giving me the 60 cents in cents?
Well, I'm sorry, young man, but this is the smallest I have.
Well, look, why don't I do this? Why don't I run down to a store and get a change?
Well,
and you can stay with the baby.
What baby?
Diane. You won't have a bit of trouble. She just never wakes up once she gets to sleep. And if she does, you'll find the bottle in the ice box.
Dear me, Mr. Weiss, what a predicament.
Oh, come now, Mr. Wright, taking care of a sleeping baby? Well, there's nothing to it.
If the baby wakes up and starts crying, would you know what to do?
Would I? Now, just you listen to this.
Yum, 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 my Jiminy. Quake nuts, flakes are good by Jiminy. Sugar roasted, new and better, they're richer now in sweet malt sugar. Sugar roasted, good by Jiminy. Quake nuts, flakes, yum, yum, my Jiminy.
Yes, even a baby will start smiling when it hears that happy tune. And it's nothing like the smiles you'll see when sugar roasted grape nuts flakes are served. That wonderful sugar roasted flavor just hits the right spot. And remember, this one delicious flavor comes in two delicious forms. Grape nuts, crisp, crunchy kernels, and grape nuts flakes, tempting, toasty brown flakes. That's grape nuts and grape nuts flakes. They're sugar roasted. And now, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. When Henry arrived home late for dinner, Mr. Aldrich felt he should be punished. But the reason for Henry's lateness was that he was trying to earn a pipe for his father's birthday present. The scene opens under a streetlight on Centerville's main street.
Oh, boy. Hey, mister! Mister, could you give me a hand here?
Henry!
Oh, boy. Father, is that you?
How long did you think you could foist Homer off on me?
But, Father...
And what on earth are you doing lying on your face on the sidewalk?
Well, I have to get my face right down on this grating to see where my $10 is.
What $10?
The one down in this hole. Father, under the grating, it blew out of my hand.
Do you realize that you disobeyed me? Do you realize I have been combing this town for you?
Sure, Father, but I can explain everything.
Get up.
Yes, sir. You see, there was this thing I wanted, only I can't tell you what it is. And I just had to collect some bills, only I got held up with this baby, see?
A baby owed you a bill?
No, Father, it was her father. Well, he didn't owe it to me. He owed it to another man, and I gave him 50 cents because it was a bill from last October.
Henry, are you trying to tell me that you owed somebody 50 cents since last October? After all the times I've told you never to borrow money?
No, Father, I just borrowed the baby, and then it fell down this grating.
What?
Not the baby, the $10. Oh, boy. Father, just let me explain one thing to you.
Henry, let me explain one thing to you. You were to march right straight home and go up to your room and stay there, do you understand?
But, Father, that $10 belongs to a man over at 23 Maple Street.
I'll get the $10 out of here. All I have to do is reach in for it. Now go on home.
Yes, Father, I'm going.
Don't stop to talk to anybody, and don't come back.
Yes, Father.
Now then, if I could just get my arm. My. Henry! Henry, my arm is caught in the grating. Henry, come back!
Mother, you mean you really do?
Of course, Henry. I follow you perfectly.
Well, gee whiz, how is it I can always make you understand? Father always gets me mixed up.
Oh, it's very clear to me, dear. You've had a date since last October to mind Mr. Dixon's baby.
What?
And he said he'd give you his best pipe that he found down underneath a grating if you'd collect $10 that Mr. DeHaven owed him for some bottles.
No, Mother. I guess you didn't understand.
Now, Henry, didn't you say you wanted to get a pipe as a present for your father?
Yeah, sure. Gee, if I made that clear, that's all that matters.
For Father's Day?
No, for Father's birthday.
Oh.
Hey, Henry.
I'm in the living room, Homer, with my mother.
Henry, I've been looking all over for you. Your father caught me in your room, and boy, it's a good thing I found you before he did.
Homer, you're too late.
No, I'm not, Hen. I've got it all figured out. You can hide in my basement for the next few days.
Now, Homer, he isn't going to do any such thing. His father said he was to go straight to his room.
But, Mother, I just have to collect 6 more of these bills before 9 o'clock. Wouldn't you consider letting me go out for only half an hour?
No, dear. Your father's going around saying that I spoil you.
Look, Mother, do you suppose there's a way that I could collect the money and still not leave my room at all?
Wait a minute. Now, Mr. Aldrich, for the last time, if you don't stay down on your knees, there's nothing I can do for you.
How long do you think I can hold this position? My back's nearly broken.
Well, you're going to get your arm broken if you don't hold it.
Well, then kindly hurry up. You realize I had to walk 6 blocks with this grate on my arm?
Yes, Mr. Aldrich. But I can't say I like your attitude. Do you realize I closed this hardware store 2 hours ago and I came from clear across town to help you
out? Yes, of course. I didn't mean to.
And I'm doing the very best I can.
I realize that, Mr. Jackson, and I appreciate it very much.
All right. Now, see if you can hold still. Oh! Very well, Mr. Aldrich. If that's your attitude, you can go straight to the blacksmith.
Mrs. Walker, this is Alice Aldrich. I just thought I'd phone and give you that chocolate cake recipe you've been wanting. Well, yes, it's always been a family secret, but I just decided there's no point in being selfish about it. Oh, and by the way, Mrs. Walker, did you know that you owed a Haven's drugstore $9.13? Yes, of course you'd forgotten about it, dear. Supposing I send Homer Brown over to pick it up, and then he'll be glad to give you the recipe.
Hello? Hello, are you still there, Doris? Well, I know I'm not home. I'm sitting here in some stranger's house minding a baby. No, dear, a baby. I know, dear, but listen. I gave a young boy $10 and he was going to change it. No, dear, change the $10. Oh, but dear, you don't understand. Dear? Goodbye, dear.
Excuse me, is your name right?
Yes, are you the father?
Why, yes.
Well, I'm certainly glad you're here. Come on in.
Thank you. Just a minute now, if I can manage to get my billfold out.
I notice your arm is in a sling. Were you in an accident?
Yes. Here's your $10.
Thank you. I'll just get my coat. Say, wait a minute. Where did you get the $10?
Look, I'm trying to forget. Kindly take the money and let's not talk about it.
Well, that suits me. I'll drop into the Havens and pay that bill on my way home. Good evening.
Oh, here, wait. I'm leaving, too.
Oh, no, no, you can't. Your wife isn't home.
Oh?
You'll have to stay with the baby.
Oh.
Good evening.
Good evening. Mr. Wright! Wait a minute! What baby?
Henry, what time is it?
It's just a little after 9 o'clock, Mother.
Henry, it must be an hour since you said it was only a little before 9 o'clock.
Gee, I'm sure Father will be home any minute. After all, he's only 2 hours late.
Oh, let's see that pipe again, Henry.
Here.
Boy, isn't it a beauty?
I'll say.
And was Mr. DeHaven surprised when I took in all the money?
Yeah?
He said to tell you you were the best bill collector he ever had.
Gee, Mother, and to think that chocolate cake has been a family secret for generations.
Henry?
Yes, Mary?
I have the tissue paper out here in the kitchen. Do you want to wrap Father's pie?
Sure, Mary. Can we do it up real fancy-like?
You better step on it, Hen, so your father doesn't see it.
Homer, what time is it now?
Alice!
Sam!
Oh, boy, I'm going home. Good night, Mrs. Aldrich.
Are you in the living room, Alice?
Sam Aldrich, where have you been?
Alice, I can explain everything.
Oh, my goodness, your arm. You've been in an accident.
No, Alice, this wouldn't have happened if Mr. Jackson hadn't lost his temper. All I said was ouch. He'd say ouch, too, if I was twisting his arm off.
So that's it. You've been fighting.
Fighting?
At your age.
Listen to me, Alice. This $10 bill fell down a grating, and I got my arm caught in it trying to reach the money.
Was Mr. Jackson trying to reach the money, too?
No, dear. I had to lift the whole grating off with my arm still in it, and then I had to get down into the hole and get the $10.
You mean Mr. Jackson pushed you in?
No, no. I got in by myself.
And Mr. Jackson wouldn't let you out?
Alice, forget about Mr. Jackson!
Well, my goodness, you didn't yell. Frankly, if that's the way you were, I don't blame him for hitting you.
Alice, listen. Mr. Jackson did not hit me. Mr. Jackson didn't do a thing except bite my head off.
Then why are you so late?
Because I've been minding the baby.
What baby?
Well, you see, I went... Mr... Never mind, you wouldn't believe it anyway.
Mother, have you got a longer piece of ribbon I could tie around this...
Henry!
This... Oh, gee whiz.
Why aren't you in your room?
Well, I'm going, Father, but... Do you mind my asking what happened to your arm?
Mr. Jackson bit him, dear.
Henry, wait a minute. What's that you're holding behind your back?
Oh, boy. Well, it isn't anything, Father, just some tissue paper.
Yes, in that case, let me have it, please.
Sam.
Father, couldn't you just wait a day or so? I mean...
Hand it over.
Yes, sir.
What's in here, another pop bottle?
No, sir, it's...
Well...
Happy birthday, Father. Only I certainly hadn't planned it this way.
You mean this is, this pipe is...
It's your birthday present, Sam.
It is? For my birthday?
And Henry earned it himself, collecting bills. That's why he left his room, and incidentally, why he was late for dinner.
Well. Well. You see, Alice? It's a pipe. Well, it's about the best-looking one I've ever seen.
Boy, Father, do you really like it?
Yes, indeed, Henry. And, well, thank you, son.
He earned it, Sam.
Yes, Alice, I know. Well, Henry, so you earned it.
Yes, sir.
Well.
And you know the next thing I'm going to earn, Father? A watch, so I won't ever be late for dinner again.
Well, son, you couldn't help being late. Sometimes things happen, Henry, that are beyond our control.
But just the same, Father, it's not going to happen again. You see this stack of bills?
Yes.
Mr. DeHaven sent them up here with Homer. He said if I can do as good a job collecting these, he'll pay me a watch.
Well, I think that's very commendable, Henry. When do you start?
Right now. Father, did you know you owe Mr. DeHaven $12.25 from before Christmas?
I knew a character who prided himself on never being late except once.
Well, what happened that time, Mr. Zip?
Well, this character sets out for his own wedding 240 miles upstate, but along comes a blizzard and stops the train. So he hires a horse and sleigh, but the horse gives up, climbs up into the sleigh, and goes sound asleep.
No.
Yes. So next he gets a sled and a dog team, but the dogs wear out and give up. So then my friend gets out his skis, tugs three dogs under each arm, and mushes all the way to the church just in time to prevent the best man from eloping with his girl.
Man, what energy! Why, he must have been eating grape nuts.
He was! He told me. Them sugar-roasted grape nuts. Any objections?
Nary a one, Mr. Zip.
I like a little mushing myself.
And Fred... And friends, while you may not want to plow through blizzards, it's great to have the energy so you plow through the day's work like lightning. And it is grape nuts for energy. Grape nuts for important bodybuilding food values of the whole grain. And don't forget, this one delicious flavor comes in two delicious forms. Grape nuts, crisp, crunchy kernels, and grape nuts flakes, tempting, toasty brown flakes. They're both sugar roasted, crisply toasted, naturally nourishing.
Sam?
Yes, dear. What a day.
Well, my goodness, where did you get this?
What?
This great big handkerchief.
Alice, that isn't a handkerchief, and I'll have to return it to Diane tomorrow.
Who's Diane?
Well, you see, Alice, it's...
Family with music by Jack Miller is based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and stars Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kalk as Homer. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Roth. And this is Dwight Reese saying the Aldrich family was brought to you by Grape Nuts and Grape Nuts Flakes. They're sugar roasted.
You bet you will.
What a wonderful breakfast thrill. It's Log Cabin Syrup in the morning.
Yes, Log Cabin is America's most popular maple blended syrup. With sugar short, the supply is limited. But you'll never get it if you never ask for it.
Log Cabin Syrup in the morning.
Listen again next week, same time, same stations, to another sparkling half hour with the Aldrich family. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.